Hello, people. This is John Manimus Medeiros, your part-time revolutionary. It's Sunday morning, February 27th, and we are running out of time. The authoritarians and the sick people are working around the clock to take complete power over the American government and turn it into an authoritarian form of government instead of a democratic republic. And all we have to do, voters and non-voters, good citizens, all we have to do is work a couple of hours a week and keep our minds active and focused on the things that we need to do in order to save our democracy. And of course, I am strongly recommending that we do Campaign 24, demanding mandatory voting and no party registration for the 2024 presidential election. Of course, to do that, we have to organize the Transformation Party. And in every state that we can, we have to get volunteers to serve as presidential electors. Now, today I'm going to talk about why vote donation and party coalition should work. Well, it's really quite simple. No law is required, no constitutional amendment or anything like that. We just organize the party, the Transformation Party, and then we make it very clear to everyone what our platform and our expectation is. We are requesting a coalition with the Democratic Party, and if the Democratic Party meets the terms of the coalition agreement, our voters, everybody who wants to vote for the Transformation Party presidential candidate, will donate their vote to the Democratic candidate when they vote in November. So we don't have to mess with the rules for the presidential electors. The Transformation Party electors will be pledged to vote for the Transformation candidate, just like the other presidential electors are pledged to vote for either the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate. But during the summer of 2024, there will be plenty of time for the Democrats to contemplate what kind of a threat the Transformation Party presents. Will the Transformation Party be a credible threat to deprive them of the office of the president simply by winning a few electoral votes? And all I have to do to neutralize that threat is they have to pass the law for mandatory voting and non-party registration. This is all spelled out in great detail on the website, which is the website of the Revolution by Vote, but it isn't named in the URL as the Revolution by Vote. The URL is realdemocracyparty.org. So this should work just fine, because like I said, you don't need to get any action by your state legislature, or the Democratic Party doesn't need to approve organization of the Transformation Party and our request for a coalition. They can say yes or no. That's their choice. But this should work just fine, as long as all people have to do is understand there's no obligation to march and make posters and travel and invest money and spend all kinds of time arguing with somebody or debating. You just have to let people know you're planning on voting for the Transformation Party candidate. And you would say that only after we have presidential electors who volunteer to serve as presidential electors for the Transformation Party. And then the Transformation Party would be a credible threat. The Democrats would have to do something and in order to be sure that the people don't vote for the Transformation candidate. And if they pass the rules, the law, with the Democrats voting. It doesn't even matter if they're a majority in 2024 and if it actually passes. They just have to vote for it and draw attention to the coalition having been affirmed and their commitment to mandatory voting and non-party registration. Again, the explanation and the reasons for those demands are spelled out clearly on the website. Now, the next time I'm going to talk about something we can do much sooner, the referendum in 2022, which is essentially a plan to punish all Republicans for voter suppression, which is what we should do. So I thank you for listening today, and I'll be back soon with the description of Referendum 2022.